BBC, along with John Harris, we're tackling some of the off-season topics. Last year, Nick Martin goes down with an injury in training camp, and everybody was worried who was going to play under center. Well, this year, a little bit of a luxury problem. You've got Greg Manns, who's played 16 games, who started 16 games, and now Nick Martin coming back healthy. So who's it going to be, Johnny? Who's going to play center this year for the Texans?
Ultimately, I believe it's Nick Martin. But having, and you mentioned the word luxury, having Greg Manns can help you in a lot of different ways. I think Manns can line up at a number of different spots, guard, center. I think he puts some pressure on the guards. Last year there were times where the guards didn't perform as well as they maybe could have, although I do think that Xavier Suofilo at the end of the year, I thought the playoff games, he was very good. He's always really been good against the run. It's just, can his pass protection get better? But Manns can pop in if either of those guys get dinged up. He can, I think, I don't think he can play tackle, but whether it's center, whether it's guard, you got to think those are three positions. You're probably not going to get 48 games started from the same three guys. You'd love to have that situation, but you at least have a guy that, okay, Nick goes down or Jeff Allen goes down for a game or two. You can feel pretty good about the guy you're sticking in there, that he is a starter. He's a starter talent and capability. So you don't feel as bad about that. Like, oh man, we're putting a guy in there that's never taken a snap. Oh, that's going to be trouble. So that's – now, here's the other thing. If Nick does start, which I think he is going to be that guy, that's the fourth consecutive starting center. We all talk about the quarterback. It's the fourth consecutive new center that we've had. It started with Chris Myers,
Ben Jones.
Last year was Manns. And then it would go back to Nick Martin.
That's a good point, yeah.
So that doesn't help, but I think Nick Martin can play. I loved him coming out of Notre Dame. When he was a – day one starter in training camp, I was not surprised. I think he's going to end up being a player. Is he the quality of Zach Martin, All-Pro, his brother up in Dallas? He's not quite there, but I think center is the perfect position for him to be a star. So I think that Nick steps in at center. I think Greg Manns still has a huge role in this offensive line because guys are not going to play every single game, and he can step into a number of different spots. But I think the offensive line DP is going to be better than people anticipate, even though they didn't have a first, second, or third round pick at tackle in particular or on the offensive line. I do think they're going to end up being better than people think on the offensive line, and that's going to make this offense go even more consistently than it did last year.
Greg Manns offering a lot of depth for that interior of the offensive line. He played guard in college in Toledo. That was actually the spot where he played most. So
yeah.
Looking forward to seeing him still being able to contribute to that offensive line, even with Nick Martin back. Great to have both of them back.